Okay, so you're thinking about opening a food business in Churchill, Richmond. Want to know if it's a smart move? Well, picture this. You're walking down cobblestone streets past these beautiful historic houses, and suddenly you see a line down the block. People are waiting to get into this brunch spot because they heard the pastry chef is Michelin recommended. That's the kind of cool mix you find in Churchill.
It really is a unique spot. And you're right, it's
Okay.
not just charming. It's got this appeal for investors, especially in food. You see, it's not stuck in the past. It's not just history. Churchill really brings together that old feel with a modern vibe, and that brings in everyone, families, young professionals, you name it.
And all those people gotta eat right. We found over 20 restaurants in this one little neighborhood. And these places aren't just scraping by, they're really doing well. I mean, Bon Appetit even called it Richmond's most exciting dining destination.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. It tells you right away there's something special here. And for someone like you, thinking about opening a business, it means a few things. First off, you've got a built-in customer base. People here already love going out to eat. Second, that variety. It shows there's a market for all kinds of tastes, all kinds of budgets.
All right, so we've got eager customers, a busy restaurant scene, but let's be real, what about the money? This has got to be a smart investment, right?
Absolutely. Got to look at the numbers. The median income in Churchill is about $78,000. That's higher than the average for Richmond. What does that tell us? These folks have some extra cash and they're willing to spend it on good food, good dining experiences.
And speaking of money, you were checking out that spot on Carrington Street, right? New construction, which is kind of wild in a historic district like Churchill. What's the upside there?
That's what's so interesting. You get a clean slate, you're not stuck with the weird layout of some old building. You can build the space exactly how you want it, get all of those cool new features that diners expect these days.
It's like designing your dream kitchen, but, way bigger.
Exactly. And Churchill might be all about history, but it's not afraid of something new. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
You know, like sleek, modern design, but then bam, exposed brick wall. A little reminder of the past.
Okay, cool. So we've got the building, but what about fitting in? I was looking at the Churchill Association website. They're big on community stuff, park cleanups, historic preservation, the works. Seems like a tight-knit bunch.
Yeah, and that's huge. You're not just setting up shop, you're becoming a part of something. Maybe you host events, work with local suppliers, even sponsor a little league team. Stuff like that goes a long way in a place like Churchill.
It's all about building that trust,
Right.
becoming a familiar face. Okay, so zooming out a bit, Richmond's got these big plans, right? Can't ignore that.
Right.
How do those big projects change a small neighborhood like Churchill?
The Diamond District, right? New ballpark, development, the whole shebang. It's a big bet on Richmond's future.
Exactly. So how does Churchill fit into all of that? More traffic, new people moving in. Does the whole vibe change?
All good questions. And it gets at something really important, the long game. Real estate isn't about today, it's about what that property, that neighborhood, will be like years down the line.
Right. Like, will Churchill be the place to be before and after a game? Will it bring in new people who want that historic feel, but with a modern twist? Those are the things an investor like you needs to think about. And that's what makes it really interesting. It's not just a building, right? It's this whole neighborhood that's changing and growing around you.
Exactly. Richmond's putting a lot of faith in itself, and that means places like Churchill, they're kind of tied together. So the big question is, how does your business fit into that? How does it not just survive, but really take off?
So we've looked at a lot, right? Churchill's got that unique charm. People love the food there. The money seems right. And even those citywide changes, we talked about those. But it was really just a taste, a starting point for you.
Yeah, this is just about getting you thinking, you know, giving you some ideas to chew on. But now, get into your homework.
What else do you need to know? What would make you feel good about really investing there?
I mean, maybe you really dig into who lives there. What do they buy? What's missing in the neighborhood that they want? Or you could look at how people move through Churchill. Is there a busy time, a slow time? That kind of thing.
It's all about knowing your stuff,
Yeah.
right? The more you understand Churchill, the people, the feeling of the place, the better your business will do there.
Brings us back to the beginning. Churchill's got a great story. It's got a lot going on right now, and it's got a really exciting future ahead. So, what's your chapter going to be?